Well, it's a very good evening and welcome along to another edition of The Score. 7 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Thursday afternoon. You're welcome along to the programme. On the show tonight, coming up shortly, we will be speaking with Coghill Celtic manager Gavin Cullen ahead of the big FAI Intermediate Cup decider, where, of course, Coghill play Rockmount this coming Sunday. The former Fin Harps captain will also be giving us a look ahead to the League of Ireland games involving Fin Harps and Derry City. Plus, we might mention Fannage United as well, of course, who are in action, where they can win a first Donegal League Premier Division title since 1981. The big guy match as well on this weekend. Donegal taking on Down in the Championship at senior and minor level. Brendan Kilcoyne will be in studio shortly and will be looking ahead to both of those games too. So there definitely is a busy Sunday ahead. We'll of course have live coverage of Donegal against Down on air, and we'll also have live coverage of Coghill against Rockmount on our website, HighlandRadio.com, and we'll also have it on air as well during halftime during the Gaelic and at the full time in the Gaelic. So we're going to start with the soccer, and fingers crossed, we've got Gavin Cullen at the other end of the line. Gavin, a very good evening.
Good evening. How's things?
I'm good, Gavin. How is the feeling in the Coghill camp now, just a couple of days out from what is the biggest game in the club's history?
Feeling's good. At this stage, we're looking forward to it. There's been a lot of attention on the game and a lot of well-wishers and a lot of media stuff to do. And that's brilliant, and it raises the profile of football and the club itself. So, look, we're getting to the end of that, and we just can't wait at this point to get on the pitch and get the game played.
Yep. Listen, you're going as well for 10 league titles in a row. You've been the dominant force, it's fair to say, in the Ulster Senior League for the last decade. Are you surprised it's taken this long, or maybe as people involved in the club surprised it's taken this long for Coghill to get to this stage, given your dominance at local level, Gavin?
Personally, yeah, we've had a few disappointments. We haven't come across too many teams over the years that have been way better than us, or that blew us out of the water and say, look, that's the level we need to get there if we need to achieve something nationally, you know. So it was always fairly fine margins and tough decisions and maybe poor results and let ourselves down. And timing of the season too, there was a few years we had very good squads. We got the last 16 quarterfinal stages there January, February, and we lost players like Garvin Field, Mark Coyle, Ronan Olley, all in that transfer window to senior clubs while we're still in this competition. So there was wee moments through the years that, you know, we sort of felt, you know, we could have done better or should have got there. Like, but look, that's hindsight. We were thereabouts for a long time, and we've got the final out, and hopefully we can go one further come Sunday.
Yeah. What sort of challenge now are you expecting on Sunday? Because these guys that you're taking on are, of course, the defending champions, Gavin. They're the top side in the country going into this year at intermediate level.
Yeah, look, a major challenge. Very experienced side. Know how to win games, know how to win league titles. Much the same as ourselves, although we would have a lot younger squad at the minute than Rockmount would have. They've got exciting players. They've five or six current Irish amateur international players, like, which is some going from one club. Look, we obviously have a couple knocking on the door. Lee's in the squad. Finn and Corey are there, thereabouts. Obviously, Jimmy, Oisin and Peter all have been involved in them squads through times as well. So, look, we've got quite a few of that calibre, and then obviously with players that actually played in the Irish League of Ireland that don't qualify as well. So look, we're very confident in the players and the squad ability that we have as well.
Yeah, you mentioned Lee there. A ticket, he had an injury a couple of weeks ago. Is going to be okay for Sunday, because Lee McColgan, as we know, is an international and a hugely important player in your team, Gavin.
Yeah, Lee's been very, very good this season. He's really stepped it up a level. He's going very well, and he's working very hard to be fit for the final. And fingers crossed, it's looking good at the minute, and we think he's going to be okay.
Yeah, what about Keegan Hegarty?
Keegan's probably, at this point in time, probably 60-40 against making it. He's been in the physio every day this week. He's trying hard, but look, if he's not able to train tomorrow evening properly or fully, you know, he probably won't make it, and I'd say it'll be just a week or two too late, too early for him, you know.
Yeah. I suppose over the last couple of weeks, Gavin, you had an easier time against Letterkenny Rovers last week than you did against St Mochta's the week before in the Cup. Do you think that game against St Mochta's will stick with you now when it comes to this game against Rockmount?
Look, it was a brilliant game for the neutral. I hope the final's not as mad a game as open a game. I don't expect it to be. But
it was a tough game, Gavin. It was a good test.
It was a great test. Look, it was Mochta's are the top team in the Leinster Senior League. Like when you're coming up and beating and get results against these top intermediate clubs, like it's obviously great for confidence and great for belief. But also, you know you're on a game against them, and you know you're tested to the limit. You know.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's a fantastic feeling around the grounds and around Inishowen at the minute, because you are the first team from the peninsula to get to this stage. Is there any pressure, or are you enjoying it, Gavin? Is the community enjoying this?
I think the community's enjoying it. Look, the pressure we put on ourselves to perform and to get results anyway. And believe it or not, sometimes when there's a high expectation of maybe going on as favourites, there's maybe more of a pressure and a more intense feeling going into the games, and maybe a more nervousness. I think the whole community, the whole of Inishowen and possibly Donegal are actually behind us, and that's brilliant, and that's what the sport needs, and that's what soccer especially needs up here. Is that something to really, really believe that we can be at the top table, and we have the players and we have the clubs and the facilities and all the rest to challenge. And look, we're embracing it. I've told the players after the semi-final to enjoy the moment, to enjoy the build-up, whatever. And come the match on Sunday, which we'll do our best, and whatever the outcome, look, we'll be happy with what we achieved this season. Yep. You know?
Would the rest of the country be seeing you guys as underdogs then going into this one? Rockmount be seen as the favourites, given they're the champions?
They are. Look, in terms of bookies and all that crack, they're well favourites, but look, we're well used to that. I think it comes with par from the course, being from Donegal, being from a league where there's only 5-6 clubs. It's sort of natural to be underdogs. I don't think we've been favourites to beat anybody ever in this competition, which is crazy, to be honest, because we're able to compete with them all. But look, that's what you're up against. That's what you're maybe looked at. You're on your league, and the fact that they think you're winning it easy because you're winning 9 titles in a row. But it's certainly not like that. It's very, very competitive, and obviously it's well documented where we're at the minute. But look, I have a good feeling that the football people, and see with this final and see people talking about it, that we will all sit down and it will all be the right thing will be done for football and for young lads coming through in the future as well, and the county.
Yeah, but listen, you've got a hugely important weekend now ahead of you for the group. Maybe I'm just going to go a couple of weeks forward. You're going to say to me, Gavin, we're concentrating in the final, but there's a league title to be fought for here as well. You've got 3 more crucial games coming up, and one against the leaders too. So it's a bit hectic, so it is, over the next couple of weeks for you.
It's hectic, but you wouldn't have it any other way. Like when you start a season, you want to do well in all competitions. Obviously, the league first and foremost. If you get the business end of the season where you're in every competition and your final stages or semi-finals or big league games, that's exactly what you want, and that's what players and top players want. So we can't complain about that. We have to take it 1 week at a time. We have to take it 1 game at a time, and that's the plan. We're enjoying the games at the minute. They do feel like they're all big games, and that's great.
You don't mind the away games anyway, Gavin, because 4 of the last 5 have all been on the road in the FAI Intermediate Cup, so it's not so much a daunting task for you to go on the road, so it's not.
I would say 48 of the last 50 have been away, right. So we've been well used to it. Look, when we go away, in fairness to the club, they give us everything we want. Like, we prepare properly. From my own experiences through the years travelling with League of Ireland clubs and stuff like that, we sort of know how to prepare and how to travel. And in fairness to the players and the club, we've done it really well. And we're not wanting for anything, really.
Yeah. As I said, there's massive games coming up for you, Gavin. And we'll maybe touch on some of the other football just before we wrap things up again in the FAI Intermediate Cup. I mentioned it at the start. Fannage United have an opportunity now to win a first Donegal League title since, I think it's 1980-81. Kenny Harkin was telling me today, he's a former Fannage United player. You, of course, played against Fannage in the Ulster Senior League. It hasn't taken them too long to work their way to the top of the Premier Division, has it?
No, it hasn't looked fun. At United are look one of the top clubs in the county. They've good people down there that look. It was disappointing to see them drop out. Speaking to people involved, like Sir Arthur and all, they felt they had to at a point, and it's probably the right decision. But look, they're on their way back, and they're on their way back with a bang, to be honest. They've very good players down there at the minute, and like they should be at the top table in Donegal football, like with their history and with the people involved, with the catchment area that they have. And I don't see them being too far away. I think that, like, to be honest, this week in this league is a stepping stone for them again, and they're ambitious, and you can see the ambition back in them as well, and it's brilliant to see, and I hope they go and do it on Sunday as well.
Yeah, they of course are playing at home against Castlefin Celtic on Sunday, where a draw or a win would give Fannie United the Premier Division title. Elsewhere, League of Ireland Matters, we have you on, of course, regularly talking about the League of Ireland and how things are panning out. Finn Harps, I'm sure, will be looking to build on what was a first home victory of the season last week, Gavin, when they head to Wexford on Friday night.
Yeah, look, brilliant result last week. I seen the team and seen they had a few players out, and sometimes that can work in your favour. You know, they've a small squad and players are making their debuts and young lads are given a chance. And they can play without fear, and they obviously done that, and it was one of their better performances of the season. Keeping a clean sheet, getting a result, you know, is something hugely positive to build on, and it's the first real good bit of positivity in the last month or so with them, you know.
Yeah, what sort of opposition is Wexford going to be for them?
Wexford, again, is probably on their level, you know. They've played them already this season. There's probably two or three teams that are going to pull away in that league by the looks of it. You know, then there's a group then that'll be challenging for playoffs. And sort of Harps, Wexford, Longford are going to be on the periphery of maybe that final playoff spot. You know, so these are the games where they'll want to be picking up the results, you know, if they have any ambitions to get to that playoff spot.
Yeah, that one kicks off 7:45 tomorrow night in Ferry Carrick Park as Harps look for what would be a third one of the season and a second on the road as well. Paddy McLaughlin's in with the Derry City management now. All the speculation this week, once he left Cliftonville on Monday evening, but it's been confirmed that he is in replacing Alan Reynolds. Is that a good move by Rory Higgins to get McLaughlin back at the Brandywell?
Absolutely. Look, obviously losing Alan Reynolds, he had a big reputation and obviously got on well with Rory, and bringing Paddy back in. He's a really strong manager. He's been a manager at Cliftonville, done really, really well with him. Obviously, his Derry background and stuff like that, it's a positive move. He'll bring that, you know, local mentality as well to the dressing room. But we all know, having a strong backroom, even myself included, Jared Jazza McLaughlin's my assistant at Cock Hull, and it's a great soundboard. They have somebody strong, somebody that ain't a yes man, ain't going to agree with everything you say. They have their own opinion and stuff like that, and it's massive help. And I think that's what Paddy will bring to the table with Rory, is that leadership type thing as well within the group as well.
Yeah, they've been a wee bit disjointed, so they have, over the last couple of weeks, Derry. So is Cork a good game for them to get back on the winning trail again?
Cork's a tough game. Away to Cork's always... Cork, Turner's Cross is a great place to play and a great pitch and a great service, which will all help Derry. But at the same time, they haven't... The last month or so, they're sort of jittery and sort of getting draws where they should be getting wins and losing where they should be drawing. And you just never know. Cork has upset a couple of teams this season, so... It'll definitely not be an easy game, you know, but like I fancy Derry to come good and start putting the runner results through at some stage, you know.
Yeah. Okay, then, just finally then, back to your own tie on Sunday. Is there a confidence within you, the management, and with this group of players that the next time I'm talking to you, Gavin, you will have lifted a first ever FEI Intermediate Cup?
Look, I believe we can. It's Rockmount are a serious test for us. Cup final's on the day. We'll need a serious amount of luck. We'll need a lot of things to go our way. But look, I have a belief in the group. I have a belief in the players. I think they have a belief in themselves. And I hope we go embrace the occasion, embrace the game, and do ourselves justice with a big travel and support as well. Hope we show them what we can do. And if we do, and if we do our jobs well, I'd be pretty confident that we'll do the job and lift the trophy at the end of the day.
Okay, well, from everybody here in Highland, Gavin, we wish you and the rest of the guys the very, very best this weekend in that Intermediate Cup decider. And fingers crossed, next time I'm talking to you, you'll have that cup in hand. The best of luck, Gavin.
Thanks, Ashton. Thank you. Bye-bye.
There you go, Gavin Cullen, Coghill Celtic manager ahead of that FAI Intermediate Cup game. By the way, it is live on highlandradio.com on our website on Sunday starting at 2 o'clock. And Dermot Doherty and Letterkenny Rovers man Anthony Gorman will be the commentary team. And our coverage is in association with Lynch's Windows Buncrana, Ireland's trusted window and door specialist. You can check them out at lynchswindows.ie. We're going to go for a break. There's more in Coghill coming up. We'll be hearing from their chairman after these.
Be prepared for training and match day with kit and other essentials from all the top names at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, sponsors of Sport on Highland. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
And you're welcome back to the Score programme, just coming up in 25 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Thursday evening. You heard Gavin Cullen joining us there, talking all things Coghill Celtic. We're not just done yet with the Inishowen side. It's a massive tie for them at the weekend, where they do, of course, look to lift the FAI Intermediate Cup for the very first time. They're in the final for the very first time. They're the first Inishowen team to be in the decider. Previously, Fannad United were the only side from the Ulster Senior League to have won the cup. Both Letterkenny Rovers and Swilly Rovers both suffered defeats in big deciders. Let's hear from Coghill Celtic Club chairman Tommy Doherty, who's been talking to Dermot Doherty, and he says the area is getting fully behind the side this week.
Tommy Doherty, the chairman of Coghill Celtic, it's a really proud occasion for you, I'm sure, to be leading up this club as club chairman on such a fantastic occasion.
That's unbelievable at the minute. You mean, see the buzz around the place here at the minute. I'm here now over 40 years and I've never seen anything like it. And as you say earlier on about the businesses and everything else, from rolled right on behind us, players, the managers, the playing staff, backroom staff, fantastic, everybody, it's been fantastic. Great at the minute, great area, great for the club, fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, because Gavin Cullen and his players have their job to do, but you guys behind the scenes, you know, holding executive meetings and committee meetings, and then I'm sure it's a busy time, but a very enjoyable time.
Oh, it's, as you say, it has a very busy time. People looking to get down to the match, sponsorship, business is paying up. You know, it's unbelievable to see earlier on, but it's, as you say, it's lovely coming to a meeting now to do something like this instead of the old routine month after month. We come to a meeting every fortnight and fantastic. People look forward to coming to a meeting this last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But what we're mainly doing now is organising the taps, organising everything else that players, make sure everything goes right on the day, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
A liaison with the FAI and so on and so forth. So, no, it's fantastic at the minute. It's fantastic.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, Coghill Celtic is such a proud club, Tommy, and it's more than just the Ulster Senior League team. There's this underage setup, which is such an important part of things here.
Yeah.
When you have young players coming down playing, and those are the young players that'll be going watching the first team now on Sunday week and going along with their mammies and daddies. So there's a whole big involvement, isn't there?
Oh, it's like an extension of your own family. It's a large family. It's a community-based thing, you know what I mean? And as you say there about teams, we have actually 27 teams starting out from other nines involved in this club and chatting about girls and boys right through the senior league team. Like, it's not just, we just don't come here to meet and discuss the senior league team. We come here to, as a club we're running, as a youth club we're running, regarding football surely is a priority, but you're trying to give football and sports to everybody as well as football, you know what I mean? So we're a base for the youth of the area.
Yeah.
That's our general, first of all, you know. So
yeah,
it's fantastic, I say. It's fantastic. This gives the whole place some buzz, you know what I mean? And people come out of woodwork to back you and help you at the minute.
Isn't it great?
It's fantastic.
And when you say that, all those teams, but it takes, you know, volunteers then to keep them going.
100%.
And the mammies and daddies have to wash the rigs and make sure all the gear. So, you know, but that's what being part of a club is all about.
As you say that, I've been part of the club. And as you say, we are very lucky probably in that respect for, we have a great bunch of coaches there at the minute. And everybody's volunteering their work. You know, I mean, everything doesn't run nicely all the time. But most 99% of the time, there's no problem. You're always going to get wee hiccups here and there. But as the man, it's a bunch of people we have coaching here, come here night after night, weekend after weekend, taking away and stay football and coaching them. It's brilliant, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Them's the people, really, the backbone of the club as far as I'm concerned. We're surely out the front facing the club. Well, we're doing steady, keep a steady ship. Had a lot of great men, chairmen behind me, Charlie Dolan, Mickey Gill, people like that back over the years.
Yeah.
I'm just continuing on what they started, you know what I mean?
Yes.
They started off here 50-odd years ago with one team, no pitch, a rented field, so you see what we have now, about three pitches, a clubhouse, two all-weathers, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're planning mission now for new dressing rooms and stands, and also bought more ground, or actually a man, local businessman donated us more ground to make a second pitch up beside the Charlie Dunn pitch. So every year we're growing and growing, and the minute, I don't know where it's going to end, to be honest with you. They seem to be in a way, you know.
Yeah, it's fantastic. You touched on a couple of names there as well, Tommy, and at times like this, you know, it is important to remember those that were there in the years gone by. You've had good players here as well that never got a chance to play at this level. So, you know, it's nice to remember folk like that who played their part.
Well, as you said there about players over the years who never got to play. So that's a story for another day, intermediate football and Donegal, you know what I mean? At the minute, that's on its last, nearly on its last legs as far as I'm concerned. And to me, it's time, this point in time, it's time in the FAI and the local leagues and stuff to get stepped up. But I think the loss of intermediate football and this area, Donegal in particular, is a wide loss to the youth of area. And that stepping stone to get on to League Ireland or so on and so forth, you know what I mean? I think to me it would be a terrible loss to lose that, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, listen, that's a discussion that'll come around in the weeks and months ahead. For now, though, it's all about next Sunday at the Showgrounds in Sligo, and Cockhill Celtic will be there in big numbers.
Hopefully
everything goes well.
I hope so. Yeah. That's fine.
Good man, Tommy. Thank you
very much.
There you go. That's Tommy Doherty, who is the club chairman of Cockhill Celtic Football Club, ahead of the clash with Rockmount at the Showgrounds in Sligo, FAI Intermediate Cup final on Sunday. And we wish them all the very best of luck. Once again, live commentary on our website from 2 o'clock. We'll also be dipping across on air as well in between the live Gaelic. The other standout fixture soccer-wise of the weekend, as we said, Van Harps are on the road against Wexford, starts at 7:45. We'll have updates with Liam Spratt from that game tomorrow night here on Highland. And Derry City looking to get back to winning ways. They took on Cork City at Turner's Cross. Big game for Derry on the road. It's the first of Paddy McLaughlin back as assistant manager at Derry under Rory Higgins. Sligo are also playing at the weekend on Saturday as they take on UCD. We also mentioned Fannin United, who play Castlefin Celtic, a trial lock on Sunday. 1 o'clock is the kickoff. It's Fannin's first season in the Premier Division, and they are just 1 point away from securing a Donegal League title for the first time since 1981. A draw or a win against Castlefin will do for Fannin this coming weekend. If that doesn't happen and Castlefin take the victory and Kilmacrenan won their next game, it will go down to the last game of the season with Fannin taking on Kilmacrenan with a winner-take-all scenario. Also this weekend, Brian McCormick Cup semi-finals taking place. Kildrum Tigers against Letterkenny Rovers, and St Catharines play Kilmacrenan Celtic. It's a doubleheader at the Diamond Park in Ballyar on Sunday. 12 o'clock and 3 o'clock is the kickoff times there. There's also other games to be played in Division 1 on Sunday, and a full programme on Saturday in Division 1 and Division 2. The standout game in any show on this weekend is on Saturday evening at McGinn Park in Buncrana. It's the Charlie O'Donnell Cup final with Greencastle Youths taking on Quigley's Point Swifts. There is a 5 o'clock kickoff there to that decider on Saturday down in Buncrana. While in the Irish League, it could be an important weekend as well in the Championship with Derry and Tyrone sides in action. Institute are playing Newington. Derrickview are going to Knockbreda. Institute currently sitting in the relegation promotion playoff spot. Derrickview are just above it, and a result for Derrickview would mean that they are definitely safe in the Championship for another year. While Institute, who are battling Newington, who are down in the bottom places as well, Institute will be looking for a result to try and ease their relegation worries. 2 games left to go in the Championship. Okay, time for another commercial break. Brendan Kilcoyne's in studio. We're going to be talking Donegal senior and minor Gaelic football up next on The Score.
Sabrina Robb here from Donegal Hearing Clinic. If you're struggling to hear everyday conversations or find it difficult to understand people in a crowded room, you may have hearing loss. Problems like these are common, and we're used to helping people resolve them. We offer hearing assessments and we'll discuss your options. You can call us on 074 91 88470 or visit donegalhearingclinic.ie. Life sounds brilliant with Donegal Hearing Clinic, Letterkenny and Buncrana.
Join me, Marty Friel, every Friday night from 8 for Rocking Hits on Highland Radio in association with Arena 7. Enjoy bowling, laser quest, soft play or a game of pool before dining in our fast food diner or family restaurant. See arena7.ie.
April is a time for wellness, so why not treat yourself at the award-winning V-Spa set within the confines of the four-star Villa Rose Hotel Bali Buffet. As a sanctuary of relaxation, the V-Spa specialises in advanced skincare and facials together with chemical peels and microneedling. This April, the V-Spa have created a collection of spa packages that will leave you feeling refreshed and rejuvenated. View the spring spa packages and overnight escapes online today on villarose.ie.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, with premium running footwear from top brands like Asics, New Balance, Brooks, Adidas and Under Armour. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
And you're welcome back to The Score. News just coming through in the horse race in front. Luke McAteer, the Donegal jockey, has taken his first one of the season. I may be corrected on that, but New Variant was the horse that he was on at Tipperary. Coming home first for James Bulger at a price of 5-4. So a good one for Donegal jockey Luke McAteer in Tipperary earlier this evening. Brendan Kilcoyne, very welcome to the Highland Studio.
Thank you, Oisin. Good to be here.
We're going to talk Gaelic Games senior in just a moment. We'll also be hearing from Donegal manager Aidan O'Rourke. But you're part of the minor management under the direction of Luke Barrett. You took victory last night, 15-1 was it finished in Balbuffet against Fermanagh. How did the management assess that opening one in the championship last night, Brendan?
Listen, it probably wasn't our best performance of the year, but the important thing was to get the championship off to a win, and it nearly secures a quarter-final berth the way the championship is structured this year. The minor championship is structured from the point of view that there's a group of four and a group of five, so eight teams will get to the quarter-final, so you know, that should be enough to get you to quarter final. So, listen, focus quickly changes now to Sunday. We're above Inuri and Park Esler on Sunday against Down. So, focus kind of changed nearly within an hour of the game. You were kind of parking it and moving on to the next game. But there were some good performances. Luke Clerkin at wing back, bust forward and kicked three great points, or put over three great points. And Gavin Doherty, corner forward, kicked a lovely three very good points in the first half too. So big Oisin Scanlon in the middle of the field at a powerhouse of a performance too. So we know we can be better, but we did enough on the night to get us through. And to be fair to Fermanagh, came up with a plan. They made it difficult for us at times. We were 8 points to 2 up after 19 minutes and we looked to be in fairly control, but that happens in football. We conceded a goal and suddenly it rejuvenated them and we seemed to go into our shell a bit.
Yeah, but listen, you got the result off to a winning start, which was the most positive thing about the night. But Derry, Monaghan, and who else do you have in your group as well to come?
Derry, Monaghan and Down on
and
Sunday.
Down on Sunday are the three. So. Yeah. You mentioned there about that there's four games, the championship, and then you go to quarterfinals. I know you think it's a bit of a ridiculous situation, so you do, Brendan. Why did they make this decision? And at times you can question player welfare and different things like that, but there's more games now in a minor championship than there ever was.
There is, yeah.
And for eight teams to qualify out of nine after group stages is...
Yeah, it's not really championship football, yeah, until you get to the quarterfinal, in my mind. From the point of view, you know, It dilutes the quality of it, or the intensity that you would expect from championship football. I suppose you can look at it two ways. You can look at it that it's given these lads a lot of exposure to championship football, in inverted brackets kind of thing. And you know, you've teams that may not be at the top level that are getting that opportunity to develop. So it does have that argument that it's given them extra games. And listen, the structure is what it is. We have to use it to the best of our advantage. It'll be an opportunity to give squad members a run, maybe later on in the last two games, which, you know, are against Derry and Monaghan. Derry, who we beat in the league final a few weeks ago. So we've a good squad of players that are working really hard, and you know, they deserve to be rewarded. I think most guys got a run out at some stage through the league, but if you were in your knockout championship, you wouldn't have that opportunity. So we may be able to avail of that opportunity later in the championship. We'll assess it as we go on.
Well, I suppose it's all about getting your place now, isn't it?
It's all about getting your place.
You want to finish the top positions come the quarterfinals. It'll make things a bit easier, you would think.
You would think so, yeah. But the other side of that is you're going to have to beat the best. And, you know, Derry and Tyrone, Monaghan have been the markers at this level, so they have over the last number of years. Like, Donegal haven't won a minor championship since 2016, so it would be great to get up there and get across the line. We've been close enough for the last few years. We were beaten in a final, and Tyrone beat us last year in the semi-final on penalty. So we've been close, but no cigar. And, you know, we are hoping that this bunch can push on, but there's a long way to go yet. There's a lot of learnings, and even games like last night, I'm sure the lads themselves will take a lot of learnings out of it so that we can push on.
What now is going to happen at Park Esler on Sunday. Down, what do you know of them? These are starting early at 12 midday. It's the first of two big games at the venue that Donegal's hoping are going to win two matches on the day, Brendan. Yous are looking to go 2-for-2. There's not much of a turnaround.
There's not much of a turnaround, no. There's only a few days of a turnaround, so there is. But listen, they're young, fit guys. They've trained really hard. And, you know, Luke Barrett, the manager, is meticulous in his preparation. And he's his homework done and down. We know a fair bit about them. We know it's going to be a huge battle up there. And particularly, you know, the fact that they're at home, bringing them up. But it's great that these guys are getting exposure to the likes of McCool Park, the county grounds, Park Esler on big days. And, you know, I think young fellas deserve that when they put in the effort that they put in to be playing on these big days before the seniors. So I would like to think that hopefully the Donegal crowd will get up early and be there to support these lads, because, you know, that bit of support at that level and to that age group is very important.
Okay, well, we wish you the best of luck in the minor game.
Thanks,
on Ashley. Sunday. Well, we will look at the senior game in just a second. Brendan, stay with us because we're going to hear now from the Donegal manager. As we know, Donegal are heading to Newry to start their championship off the back of a hugely disappointing league campaign where they were relegated. And they're going to Park Esler as well without key injured players like Pater Mogan, Oisin Langan and Patrick McBertie. Niamh Connell's Owen McGettigan has joined the panel, but it remains to be seen if he will feature on a Sunday. I've been speaking to the Donegal boss ahead of the tie this week.
So, Aidan, here we are just days out from the Ulster Championship opener against Down. I suppose could you paint a picture for us about how things are going at the minute? Obviously, the league ended disappointingly, but you boys have been putting in a lot of hard work over the last couple of weeks in preparation for this trip to Newry.
It's been a really positive month. Lads have worked really hard, and it was be refreshing to get the league behind us after it was over. Obviously, some disappointing performances and a bit of frustration and all the rest, but the championship opening date clarified minds pretty quickly, and we knew that was the opportunity to try and rectify what had gone before. So yeah, there's been a lot of good work. Players have been very focused, and Sunday's a huge challenge, but it's a huge opportunity as well.
Yeah, you said in the press briefing there that the guys have worked extremely hard and that there's a lot of clarity within the group now. What did you mean by that, Aidan?
Well, I mean, from in very simple terms, you know, there's a lot of noise around the outside of the squad, and you know, there were people carrying injuries that didn't know whether they were going to make it or not, and probably have a very more closed, settled group now. You know, a lot of that has been clarified. Everybody knows what's expected of them, where their opportunities are, and what's their championship. Traditionally, obviously, is a massive opportunity and a big target for the season. So, I mean, hitting the ground running on Sunday is very important for everybody.
Yeah. How much gain is needed from the group, do you think, from where you were at the end of the league to take a win at the weekend?
Yeah, for sure. We have to be better, but everybody is going to be better. You know, that's the nature of time, and having the opportunity without necessarily having matches every week, that does give you a great chance to build. Yes, we have to be better. Can give you a percentage, but yeah, that has to be significant.
Yeah. What about the injury situation at the moment? Because there's quite a few patterns not there. Oshin, obviously the likes of Ryan has left the group as well.
Yeah.
Is there a bit of pressure from your point of view now in trying to fill these roles that these men have vacated for one reason or another?
I don't see it as pressure. No. I see it as opportunity for lads. You know, I mean, you want all the best footballers and you want them there pushing and trying to move the team forward. But lads pick up injuries and there's going to be more. Some will come back in, some will drop out. That's just the nature of how the championship will evolve. I'm happy that there's a good group going in Newry on Sunday. And I'm happy that the boys who aren't going to be there Sunday are doing their best to get back.
Yeah. What sort of challenges that you're expecting from them? You were obviously part of a Down setup in recent years, so you know the way they play the football, they know how committed they are. What are you expecting in Park Esther on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough place to go and play, and Down will bring a lot of energy and pace to the game, and they'll certainly test us when they have the ball. We have to bring our own game to it and impose ourselves. I mean, there's a lot of good footballers on the Donegal team, and hope to bring that to the fore on Sunday.
Yeah. And just in your own position as manager now, interim manager of the county, obviously there was that disappointing day in Roscommon, which came off the back of Paddy stepping away from the role. Your discussions with the county board, was it an easy decision for you to make along with Paddy to stick with this group? Obviously you've seen the potential there, Aidan.
Yeah, listen, from the outset, there's a lot of potential. It's plain to be seen, and you know, I think the people of Donegal would recognise that. There's some transition, you know, there's been retirements and people injured, medium and long term, and there's younger players coming in, and some have done really well. So I suppose the challenge is to mould all that together into a team and a team performance. In terms of supporting the group, a lot of discussion with Paddy Carr on this, and Paddy, being a deep-rooted Donegal man, felt the best thing for the squad was continuity at the time, and we're happy to try and push the thing on as far as we can this season.
Yeah. Did you change much since Paddy's departed? How have you altered things to work the way that Aidan O'Rourke wants it to work?
That's probably subtle, you know, in terms of the environment, maybe more so than anything significant, you know. And the environment evolves anyway. That, you know, that's the nature of any high performance team, where player, staff, and anybody who has a decent opinion get input and change things. And so we're always kind of reassess and do things better. And that would have happened anyway. It's just a natural evolution.
Yeah, there's a number of players in this group have Ulster Championship medals. How possible is it that could happen again for Donegal this year?
I mean, the next 4 or 5 weeks is all about Ulster Championship for us. That's the total focus, and we don't see any team in Ulster that we're afraid of, you know, that we don't feel we can beat. So, I mean, we're in the start line on Sunday, and it's really only about the down game. If you creep over the line in that one, there's only 4 teams left.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we wish you the very best of luck in the Ulster Championship. Thanks for talking to us, Aidan.
There you go. That's Aidan O'Rourke, the Donegal senior manager, ahead of the Ulster Championship opener, which of course is this coming Sunday afternoon at Park Esther and Uri. That game's live. I'll be joined in commentary by Martin McHugh. Brendan Kilcoyne, how much pressure is there now in Donegal going into the championship, given everything that happened, particularly towards the end of the league? Paddy Carr stepping away. Aidan O'Rourke, who seemed in that interview, we've seen him, we watched him there, he seems very, very relaxed. But is there a pressure environment, do you feel, now around the seniors as they head the championship?
Well, listen, we all know it's been a turbulent 12 months in Donegal football, so it has. And, you know, I think there'll be a lot of internal pressure, even never mind the external pressure, like the pressure from within the camp itself to deliver. They'll have been disappointed with the performance latterly in the league and, you know, going down as they did to Roscommon and Mayo in particular. So they'll be looking for a response within themselves, and ultimately that's where it has to come from on Sunday. It has to come from the players themselves. And, you know, we had all that went on with Paddy Carr, with Aidan O'Rourke and Paddy Bradley taking over now, but the players now have to answer the questions that are posed for them by this Down team, and a rejuvenated Down team on Sunday too under Conor Laverty. You know, Down are at home, they're going to really fancy themselves. There's a bit of a buzz above and down now about football, the way things are going up there. So, you know, the questions that Donegal need to ask, they need to ask of themselves within that dressing room to answer the questions. You know, they've brought a lot of focus on themselves, and they'll know that themselves, so they will. The lads will know that themselves. And, you know, obviously they've lost a lot of experience, players. But, you know, Donegal people have been very lucky for the last 10, 12 years that have been competing, eating at the top table. We've gone to championship matches. Every championship match we've gone to for the last 10 or 12 years, we've gone with an expectation to win. And I don't really know if that's there for next Sunday.
Yeah. And Donegal going into the game, and as you say, the players have questions to answer, but now's the time that the Donegal supporters, and I'm sure the players in the environment as well, there's a certain group of them there that with the likes of Michael Murphy stepping away, Patrick McBurtie not there, this is now the occasion. And I'm talking of the likes of Michael Langan, Kieran Thompson, Conor O'Donnell. These are the players who have real, real quality. So they have Brendan, and these are the guys now that Donegal will be hoping will be stepping up on Sunday.
Yeah, like, it's unquestionable the quality of them players that you mentioned, and the likes of Owen Bann, and, you know, Brendan McCall is now a seasoned player at this level, and, you know, even Jason McGee, Keelan McGonigal in the middle of the field. Like, you know, they've a lot of appearances for Donegal, both through league and championship over the years. So, you know, these are the guys that are going to have to stand up. So they have there comes a time when you need your players, you need new leaders, and now is the time for Donegal that they do need new leaders. That's obvious with Patrick being out too, Ryan McHugh missing, and, you know, Padraig Morgan obviously is a big loss, yeah. So he is, you know, as, you know, Oisin Gallan. There is talk that Oisin Gallan may be on the bench, I'm not sure on that, but, you know, it's going to be a big ask for these guys to stand up and fill the boots of the likes of Michael Murphy, but it has to happen, and that's the way football evolves. And new team comes in, new players come in, and they have to take ownership of it.
Yeah, Darrell Beale was at the press conference as well that we attended and said that the group themselves have made improvements. Where do you see the improvements need to come? What side of the field does it have to happen?
Well, it's going to happen. It have to happen all over the field because Ulster Championship is a fierce place, so it is, and there's no place for hiding in it. But ultimately, you know, you go through the league performances and, you know, you have to put scores on the board. And Donegal haven't been putting enough scores on the board. I think they average at about 10 points a game, and that's not going to win you too many championship games in Ulster Championship. So that's a real area of concern for Donegal at the minute, and it's the likes of them aforementioned players, you know, the Michael Lang and the Kieran Thompsons that are going to have to really come up with the goods in that respect. And, you know, you have Jamie Inside, possibly Conor O'Donnell, maybe Oisin Gala might play a role. And, you know, these are the players who are going to have to up their scoring rate. And, you know, defensively, they haven't been too bad throughout the league. They've put in some decent performance defensively throughout the league. And obviously, they're going to have to keep that tight because that's a very dynamic down forward line and they're going to take some stopping, so they are in that respect. But whatever about you have in defensive, you know, getting that structure right and keeping it tight early in the game, make sure that the down don't get their tails up. We have to start putting scores on the board.
Yeah, and midfield is an area that we need to start to dominate because we haven't been doing it during the league at all.
We haven't, no. We haven't controlled that area. And, you know, you look at, you know, I mentioned Jason McGeehan, Keelan McGolligan, and of course Kieran, and they're big men, they're great fetchers of the ball. We've the best, one of the best kickers in the country, and, you know, that is something that I would like to see used to a lot on Sunday. Get the ball out to them guys, move it quick out. I suppose that depends on what kind of pressure, you know, that down approach the opposition kick out in that respect. But listen, these guys are great fetchers of the ball. They're great, they're around that, they're big men. And get the ball out to them guys and try and cut down through that way.
Yeah. You're on about defences and goals. Donegal in the entire league campaign from right scored one goal, and that was Oisin Gallan. The top six scorers in down, I was looking at stats for the McKenna Cup and the league, have scored 12 goals between them. Now, I know the opposition was a wee bit weaker. They're playing Division 3, but it sort of shows you that they're a team that is, and there was another handful of players that scored goals as well on top of that. They've got something in the region of 18 or 19 goals, so they have, between the two competitions. So they know where the net is.
Absolutely, so they do. Yeah. And you know, these are dynamic forwards. If given the chance, they will take their goals, so they will. And, you know, you're correct in saying, and that may be the one advantage, Oisin, that Donegal have going into this game on Sunday. Haven't played in Division 1. Yeah. Obviously, the intensity of Division 1 games is a lot higher than what Down would have experienced in Division 3. And, you know, we have to remember, you know, Down have been playing fairly well up to now, but their failure to get out of Division 3 too is something that's, there's a question mark there. They, you know, I think a last minute goal against Fermanagh kind of prevented them getting from Division 3 to Division 2, which would have been important for the development of Down. Donegal, you know, yeah, you go back, they beat Kerry the first day. We should have beaten Galway in Letterkenny that day. You know, the better team in the day, again, didn't take our scoring chances when we had them, and it'll come down to that on Sunday. So Donegal, having played at that high intensity level, you would think have an advantage in that respect going into Sunday's game. And the importance of being clinical in front of goal and taking their chances, and if them goal chances present themselves, that they do avail of them.
Yeah. Donegal's on what we would perceive as being the easier side of the draw in Ulster. It's very, very achievable to get back to an Ulster final, so it is, Brendan.
It is, but I don't subscribe to this thing, an easy side of a draw in Ulster. I get what you're saying. Derry, Tyrone obviously gone, Monaghan and the other semi-finals.
Donegal get a one on Sunday.
Yeah.
And they get a good one and they put in a good performance. The dynamic and under the following week all changes.
Oh, totally. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And it doesn't solve all the issues that Donegal have, kind of thing, you know. But
it's a better place going forward.
It's a better place going in. And obviously, if Donegal do get the result, as you say, with a good performance, they would go in with confidence against the winners of Cavan and Armagh. You know, and that promises to be a brilliant. I think that will be the tie of the weekend, so it will, you know. But again, there's nothing easy about Cavan and Armagh. We know that from last year with our dealings with Armagh. And even Cavan are a team that I've kind of been watching. And, you know, there's some huge men and some really, really top-class footballers. And I would expect, you know, that there'll be ding-dong battle between themselves and Armagh at the weekend. And, you know, you take it one game at a time, Oisin. You know, if they get over down on Sunday, you'll cross that bridge then, so you will. But certainly, you know, we saw one of the best games of the Ulster Championship in years between Tyrone and Monaghan at the weekend. It was just a joy to watch the football that was played. So Donegal been kept away from that. is an advantage, but it's no advantage unless they can get over, get out Esler Park with a win on Sunday.
Donegal haven't lost an opening championship game since 2010.
That's right, you know. And,
do you know who it was against?
Against Down, that's correct, yeah.
We're hoping that's not going to be a repeat.
It's not going to be, times have changed. And even, you know, you take since Donegal played Down 2 years ago, I think it ended up in a 225 to 112 scoreline or something like that. Mm. Like, there's been a complete change in squads and players they'll be playing. So, you know,
but Down will be filling it into the game if there's a complete change within their setup, that Laverley and Clark's in there now and they're...
Oh, without a doubt, yeah. Laverty and Clark will have reignited Down, so they will, you know. And we saw what Conor Laverty, he's highly respected and he's held in high esteem up and down. And we saw what he's done with, you know, in Kilcoo. And even as a player, what he's still doing with Kilcoo and the success they've had. So, you know, Down, he will have Down well primed. He's supposed to be a very astute coach. And I'm sure they've prepared for this game. Like, ultimately, you know, when the fixture list came out, they would have seen, and they'd have been watching what's going on Donegal, and they will see this as a big scalp to take. So they will.
But I'm sure Donegal, well, I don't know, I might be wrong on this, but all this talk about Down, Donegal can use that.
Oh, absolutely, 100%. Yeah. Like Donegal have to focus on themselves. They can think about, no, it doesn't matter if they're playing Derry or Monaghan, Armagh are down. It's Down that they're playing on Sunday. What they have to do is to get their own house in order. They've had 4 weeks since the National League to try and settle things down after all the hullabaloo that went on. And, you know, you would think that that's... You won't solve everything in that period of time, but you would like to think that certain issues would have been addressed over that period, and the team will be united, going up united, with a huge focus on getting the result, Oisin. And that's, as a Donegal supporter, that's what we're hoping for. Yeah. But... what will transpire on Sunday, I suppose, we'll have to wait and see that, and that's the beauty of it.
Sit tight, we'll be back to you after this quick break. Donegal against Down at Park Esler, and Yuri, of course, will be live on Highland from 1:40. I'll be joined in the commentary position by Martin McHugh. Brendan Devaney will be joining us as well. There's also big hurling games for the Northwest Counties this weekend. Donegal looking to make it 2-from-2 against Armagh in the Nicky Rackard Championship. That's on Saturday afternoon at the Athletic Grounds. Tirona and Christy Ring action against Mayo, and Derry on Sunday are playing Sligo as well in the Christy Ring competition, with some big key games on the hurling front to come to. Brendan Kilcoyne's in studio with just a couple of minutes left. Brendan, would you be confident of a Donegal one over Down at senior level in the second of the big games on Sunday?
Listen, Oisin, based on what we've seen over the last few months, it's hard to be going to Newry on Sunday with a huge amount of confidence, so it isn't. Now, that said, we know the experience of these guys. We've discussed all this. We know the fact that Donegal have played division football. I think that's a huge advantage to go on. But there's an element of unknown here, what we're going to get on Sunday, because we saw throughout the league that there wasn't a consistency in performance. Even within games, there wasn't a consistency, where 20 minutes Donegal could play some really good football and then they seemed to flounder. So it's about bringing that 70-75 minute performance on Sunday. Can they do that? Listen, that's the question that needs to be asked. I'm an eternal optimist. I'm hoping that Donegal can go up and do it, and, you know, they have the quality within the ranks to do it. So it's a matter of going up, and it doesn't matter whether I'm confident or whether you're confident. It's what the team think, and when they're travelling up on that bus on Sunday morning, their focus is 100% on delivering the performance. And if they deliver a performance, there's no doubt that they have the quality to get across the line, Oisin.
Yeah, well, they definitely have the quality, and they have the footballer to take victory on Sunday and get things back on a winning track again. Your own native Sligo's taking on New York at the weekend. New York are the big story of the championship so far, knocking out Leitrim. Will the Sligo boys be worried about the Americans?
New York. Huh? Listen, Sligo seem to be in a fairly decent place at the moment. Got promoted from Division 4. Also had a massive win last night in the under-20 championship, winning Connacht under-20 championship last night after beating Roscommon, Mayo and Galway, three of them away from home, which is a massive Connacht championship to land. And that's their second in a row. That's back-to-back under-20 championships for Sligo. You know, there's a good buzz about football in Sligo at the moment. Miners won a couple of years ago. You'd say the Tractors won the won Connacht B Championship. Summerhill got to an All-Ireland Hogan Cup final. So there's a lot of good things happening in Sligo football at the moment. So I would expect Sligo to come away from this, you know, pretty comfortably with 6-7 points to spare on Saturday. New York had a brilliant win against Leitrim, but it's a different thing travelling over and, you know, So yeah. I would expect Sligo to come through, Oisín.
Okay, listen, thanks for joining us tonight, Brendan. Yeah. And the best of luck to you and Luke and the management and all those minor boys in action against Down as well. 12 thanks. O'clock start in Uri for the opening game. So it's been a busy Score programme. The news is on the way at 8 o'clock, followed by some wonderful music presented by Trudy O'Donnell. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday. Have a very good evening.